Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. In the Spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is Drive Time with Elliot Danka, Timothy Goh, and Chua Tien Tien. Time now for In the Spotlight. Today, we're talking about the e-commerce industry and how it's grown exponentially, with total e-commerce sales expected to reach more than $1 trillion this year. Well, as the e-commerce industry continues to grow, consumers becoming more savvy in the online space, how can retailers stay ahead of the curve? Well, this is where PR comes in to help businesses nudge potential customers in the right direction. Now, Ninja Van Singapore has rolled out PR as a service for businesses shipping with Ninja Van here. While it's an unconventional move by the logistics company, we'll find out how they're helping e-commerce businesses enhance their brand recognition. On the line with me is Winston Xiao, Chief Marketing Officer for Ninja Van Group. Winston, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So you guys introducing the new PR as a service for shippers, quite unconventional. Why have you decided to do this for SMEs here?
It's a very simple equation, actually. The more businesses our e-commerce business partners have, the more business we have for Ninja Van. So it sounds unconventional, but if I were to give you the context, e-commerce really exploded from 2011, you know, when marketplaces such as Lazada started. And then we were right there at the very beginning. We were in the front row. It allows us to see quite a bit of who our shippers are in terms of when we were supporting them with logistics. And I think when we start rolling out value-added services like PR as a service, we will be able to meet their needs and plug the gaps that they face. So PR as a service is, in short, is just one of the latest value-added services to supercharge our business partners' growth beyond logistics.
Okay, so how does it work? Say I'm an SME and I need PR as a service. I mean, some people would say this should be something I, as a business owner, should settle on my own. So is there cost? So it's all part of an entire package? Tell me more.
Well, I think how it works very simply is, if you are a business partner of Ninja Van, you generally already shipping parcels with us. And every parcel that you ship, you are entitled to earning points within our loyalty program. And this is called the Ninja Rewards. PR as a service is essentially a perk within the loyalty program, which you can redeem for, essentially. And it is available to shippers who are in our silver tier onwards, meaning silver, gold, platinum, diamond, what have you.
Okay.
So you can essentially redeem this service if you are shipping with Ninja Van.
Right. So obviously this doesn't clash with Ninja Van's business model. It just it's value add, as you mentioned. I'm sure it's raised some eyebrows, especially those in the public relations industry. So, I mean, I can't help but think, are you trying to steal jobs? But if I were to ask, how do you position yourself against so-called competitors in this field? Because we got to remember this, it's a value add, right? It's not your main business.
Yeah, it is not. And it is, and I would like to distinct that, right, very clearly. Mm-mm. Available only to our business partners.
Right.
We are not setting up a PR agency.
Okay.
I think that's very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm glad we got that out of the way. So just to expand a little bit on how the PR will be, or the PR as a service will be made accessible or to your business partners, it really is based on this so-called rewards tier model that you mentioned earlier on. Is this something? So what, I have to approach you and say that if I'm the business owner, I have to approach you and say, okay, I would like to utilize this value add. What happens after that?
Well, if you're already with us, you can just go into a system that we have and you redeem your points. If you're not, I think we'll be very happy to have a chat with you and see how we can supercharge your business, we can service you. And then after that, you are on the Ninja Rewards and then you can redeem it as a complimentary service.
Okay, so you're willing to help them get on board that ecosystem. Quite interesting. What kind of feedback have you received so far from businesses?
Generally, when we launched this in Singapore and Malaysia, we obviously, as you know, we started this in January. We are still learning, but we have started speaking to various forms of our business partners, from big to small, really big brands to, you know, people who are just wanting to come on board the e-commerce business. And we realized that quite a fair bit of them either think Oh, no. PR is for big businesses. I don't qualify for it. Or what is exactly PR? You know, what does it do? What is the difference between that and marketing and my social media posts? Right. So this have been feedback that we have been getting. And I think by us having this as a complimentary service, which quite a number of our shippers have been interested to get on board, we are educating them in the way where we go, look, there's quite a fair bit of competition out there. Let's try and help you stand out. And to stand out, think of it as you need to do marketing, you need to do your social media influencing, you need to do everything that you have, and most of all, a great experience in terms of your brand and product. But AI has also a role to play in this. And I think given that we have been dabbling in, we have a PR and communications team, and to bear, these are the guys who are operationalizing it, right? Because one day we got, hey, if we are doing all this one in Japan, what happens if we can allow our shipper and business partners to experience what we are doing for Ninja Van so that they can experience what PR can do for them. And hopefully it can help them in their business. And that's how actually this idea came about. Right? We just wanted to make available what we are doing and have been doing for our business partners.
Right. I've met some of your colleagues in the PR team, and I got brought on a very nice tour of one of the sorting centers. Does this put a strain on that team, though? Extra work for them now.
did you do any sorting?
I tried to, but I think if I did, some people, customers might not be very happy. But I know the sorting center, and so this is sort of related to my question on, does this put a strain on PR team? Because looking at the sorting center, Ninja Van does have this, and this was almost 6 months to almost a year ago, this whole automation process down there. Is tech helping you guys with regard to PR as a service?
Think of it as an ecosystem. Tech is a cornerstone of what we do in Ninja Van. We are tech and logistics, e-logistics, if you want to call it, or logistics 2.0 or 3.0, whatever the number is. The essential thing is tech allows us to make sure that we sort the parcels well, allows us to route our parcels well, and overall, as much as possible, control the entire visibility of where every single parcel is. Now, if this is part of what you get as an experience from a logistics provider, we layer on what PR can do so that you can go, look, not only are you getting a very, very good product, let's say you're selling clothes, right? Not only are you getting a very, very good product and the colors that you like, and it's very easy to order from us, and you know, get to know about us through PR as a service, you are also having a closing loop where the logistics side of things allows your customers to get a great experience in terms of from discovery phase to buying phase to paying for it to knowing about it, and then after that, getting it, right, end to end. So I think that's what we are trying to envisage, right? So it's if you want to think about it, it's a logistics plus model where we don't see ourselves, we see mainly ourselves as a logistics company.
Of course.
And it'll work by technology. But there are a lot of other ancillary services that we can provide to help our business partners to succeed even better in this very, very competitive, very, very vibrant e-commerce scene.
It's also a bit about anticipating the evolution of the e-commerce scene. Winston, for you personally, how else do you see the e-commerce landscape transforming?
Well, like I've mentioned, it is very vibrant. And I think all the businesses and brands that are on today are finding it difficult to stand out, right? I think it is important that businesses stand out so that there is familiarity, all the things that go into brand building. So it's important that brands and products start to stand out within the e-commerce landscape. I think just bringing back to PRaaS or PR as a service, I think we can certainly help our business partners do that.
Yeah, ecosystems seems to be the way to go. And, you know, it's like you mentioned, it's getting harder and harder to stand out from the crowd. And this is just one method to try and, you know, enhance business all around. I've been speaking with Winston Seow, who is Chief Marketing Officer for Ninja Van Group. Winston, appreciate your time this afternoon. Take care and have a great Wednesday evening ahead.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.